Okay, so we'll call the meeting to order at 6:07. Whoops, so we're late. Yeah, 6:07. Roll call, Sean Gacy, absent. Wilma here, Stacy,
Here.
Jason,
Here.
and Jacqueline.
Here.
We don't need.
Well, we already did the Pledge of Allegiance, so we can skip that part. Item three, approval of the agenda. Can I get a motion? Jason,
Second.
second by Jacqueline. Approval by roll. Sean Gacy absent. Wilma, aye. Stacy,
I.
Jason, and Jacqueline.
I.
Information items. No. The action item, discussion of possible action regarding approval of hiring a one-on-one para educator for Doyle.
I'll make a motion to approve the open discussion.
Okay.
I second.
Second.
Okay.
And
Yeah.
okay. Open for discussion.
I called Katie the second I got the email last night. I said, "Well, what is this all about?" And she said, "Basically, it's a kindergartner with special needs."
We're gonna stop that
Yeah, we
conversation
can.
because we're not going to talk that clearly about a particular student.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, the reason why we're hiring
Okay. Well, so since Misty presented it, can you explain a little bit to us so we understand it better?
So we just will have the need to have additional support just to make sure that, due to enrollment, that we're going to need that additional support for the safety of students and the educational setting of students. In the classrooms at this point, like there's just a need for that
I
right
mean,
now.
you understand there's a high needs child that has come our way.
Okay.
That's weird with you back here.
Yeah.
Can we
can
Sorry.
put
I'm
you?
like,
My question is, well, now we have this one student needs a para full time to be there to work with this student.
that again?
We need a para to work here full time to
With a
work.
student,
To
correct.
work with
Part-time position.
Part-time, sorry,
okay,
yes.
but okay, it's a part-time position for a parent to one-on-one with just a student. Now,
Correct.
I'm guessing it's state mandated that we have to provide this kind of help for students, right?
Yes.
I'm going
Now,
to have Stephanie jump in here just a little bit because I don't
well,
be careful
I
with
want to
what
know
I
if it's a
say.
is it an
I'm good.
unfunded.
So the situation is that there are specific things written into supporting documents for students that require us to provide supports. And at this time, we potentially have a student that is needing some additional support.
Okay, now is this unfunded state mandate that we have to provide this kind of
I can't share the specifics regarding the particular student, but we have a need to provide supports as outlined in a legal document. To provide support for this student.
I'm not gonna know. The
Can I
state does
answer?
not
I know
give
what
us.
you're. I know what you're asking.
Okay.
Let me
Well, I'll go a little further.
field that because I can answer that. So the state gives every school. I think it's up to about $800 per student enrolled in your school, regardless of whether they're special education or not. So they're giving us money every year to take care of our special needs.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
We're under budget constraints. We're having to let go of our wellness coach because we don't have grant funding for our wellness coach, but we are required to provide a para for a student. Is there going to be additional funding from the state for this program?
Nope.
Okay.
Welcome to our world.
Well, no, hey, I know the world. I understand the world.
Have we ever done it before? A one-on-one?
I
Yeah.
think
We
we
have. I
have.
mean,
So
yeah.
it's nothing. It's not new to the school.
It's
We've
not,
had to
no.
do it before. Okay. I didn't know we
Right,
ever.
no, just for clarity, I'm not going to get on a soapbox against the state. I just wanted to know
Yeah, no,
exactly what this looks like because.
it'll be us. We probably have had that same hot, heated conversation as we're dealing with it all.
Right.
Okay, I just wanted to know
Yeah.
exactly what was going on.
And does the para have to have any kind of special training separate from just the regular requirements of a para?
We actually provide the training to all the paras, but there is additional training, and we will have additional people come in and help support the staff in general with dealing with the students with the needs.
And I'm assuming you'll pick a para that will be a patient para, if you will, or whatever, the right para for the job, I'm assuming.
Jason, we hope to get the right para always.
Well, no, I get it. Not just any para can do that, is what I'm getting.
That is true.
I will assume.
Okay.
I will also work very closely with them.
Okay.
Well, she's the specialist.
Good. Okay. Any other questions or discussion?
No, that's all I have.
Okay. Well, approval by roll. Sean Yeezy absent. Wilma Kominek, aye. Stacy,
aye.
Jason,
reluctant, aye.
Jacqueline, aye. Okay. So, special meeting is adjourned at 6:13.
For the record, not because of the student, but from time the state manager.
Yeah,
hey, I got me up.